like a marketplace. You come, you buy small, you greet some people small, and then you go, you leave.
That was Marketplace by Oy, O-Y, on their album No Problem Saloon. And let's see what else is cooking. Let's see what else I can play for you guys. You know what? This is something that I've never listened to Orville Peck. Never. And I want to. So today, I'm going to play one of their songs, one of his songs, called No Glory in the West. No Glory in the West by Orville Peck on their EP Show Pony. Yeah.
Paris is dead. Lived through London, drank through Memphis. The things you live by were once just a guess. And there ain't no glory in the West. No, there ain't no glory in the West. Hard to think on your feet. Tired of begging them just to compete. Shoot to win can feel so bittersweet. But you take what you can get. 'Cause there ain't no glory in the West. Blazing on ahead, burning through it, coming down the bend. Nowhere left to go, going's all we know. Riding past the best, and there's still by what he knows he can't do. Gets it off his chest. 'Cause there ain't no glory in the West. Burning on the head, blazing through it, running blind again. To go, going's all we know. Riding past the bed, and there's still no rest, and there's still no rest, and there's still no rest. There ain't no glory. Blessings, they'll say. And after each midnight begins a new day. But don't place your bets on a word that they say. They'll put your life to rest. 'Cause there ain't no glory in the West. No, there ain't no glory in the West. There ain't no glory in the West.
Next up is Zero Harm Environment by Anti-Godhand.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, the show is coming to an end. Wah, wah, wah. So sad. I want to shout out a listener. They have been texting the number, which is 778-782-2573. And I really appreciate them. I will not air your phone number on this, on the show, because that seems rude, seeing as you are just supporting me. They've been sending me really great, really fun and nice little texts about how they love my show. And plot twist, it is my boyfriend. So, Jager, thank you. I very much appreciate it. It makes me feel, makes me feel like I'm doing this for a reason, you know. I got listeners out there. I got kids to feed. I got kids to feed. Anyways, so thank you for that. I appreciate that. And if any of you want to call in or text in, you can text or call at 778-782-2573. All right. So, I don't know. Now I feel hungry. Honestly, I feel very hungry. And I will eat right after this. So just a reminder, if you haven't eaten today yet, please go eat. If you haven't drank water, please go drink water. If you haven't stepped outside, go step outside. Go step outside. Look into the sky and make a wish. Because why not? Why should we limit ourselves to only 11:11 and these little, like, these different arbitrary times and places in which we can make wishes? No. Make a wish right now. Make a wish right now. My wish, I will not tell you, because one thing that I believe in is if you tell somebody your wish, it will not come true. So let's wish together, okay? Okay, I made my wish. And I hope you made your wish too. I will be going to each and every one of your homes and asking you what your wish is. That seems like a threat, and it is. The next song I'm going to be playing What is the next song? Okay. All right. I would like to find, I'm very confused by how all this works. Where country, style, year, format, type. But what if I want to go and see Canada? Style, year, decade, format. No, but I don't want that. I want source. Canada. Give me Canada. Genre. All right. There's a lot. Okay. All right. I'm going to be playing Katrina by Yves Tumor on the Asymptotical World EP.
Trip. There you go. Come take this one. I'm the best ghost. Make a wish. Come a little. little small in my underpants from the ocean. And I'm on my inside nine. Come take a spin on the Basque coast. Sometime you learn a thing or two. Finger to from your brother trip.
That was Bed Bug Feels Like on a pandemic relief benefit compilation by Bed Bug. That's a bit confusing. I'm going to be playing a PSA now.
This is Bird Note. Of all the birds out there, the corvid family, the crows, ravens, and jays might have the spookiest reputation. We call a flock a murder of crows, and the birds are scary smart. And then there's Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
Quote the raven, nevermore.
Some people just feel like they're a bad omen. But this idea that corvids are spooky is far from universal. It's mainly in the Western world, as corvid researcher Kaylee Swift explains.
For example, in many parts of Asia, crows and ravens are used as avatars of fate. Rather than being, you know, these scary things, these were helpful beings that guided people to their destinies. Even if we look back in time through European cultures, we see that the connotation of these birds have changed a lot. For example, in ancient Greece, they were actually symbols of love and marriage. And seeing a crow was a good sign for a marriage. And so they definitely have this kind of spooky culture context now. But I like to remind people that, you know, human beings and human cultures around the globe are not a monolith. And if you start to poke around, you'll see these birds might have some really different contexts depending on when and where you look.
Learn more about spooky or not so spooky birds on our podcast, Bring Birds Back. Find it in your podcast app or at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton. Happy Halloween!
That was Night Singing by Sarah Watkins. Next up is Wishy Washy by Coco and Claire Claire. And it's going to be Melody's open mic right after this, so stay tuned for that.
Treats me like he's Spock. I take a little off the top. He my dog.